This is the Hockey News Storytellers Podcast with Ian Palmer.
Between periods of the Milwaukee Admirals game and the Iowa Wild with Aaron Sims, the radio voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. How are you doing, Aaron?
It's good to see you. I'm doing well. Yeah, the team is playing better lately, so everything is better.
It always goes that
way,
right?
That's right. You get a couple wins, that's all that matters, right?
We are standing in what I've learned to be a historic building.
Yeah.
The old Mecca in Milwaukee.
The Mecca. Before that, it was just the arena. I think it was built, I think it was finished in 1951. So it's a 70-year-old building. Everybody played here. This was the arena in town until the owner of the Admirals, Jane Bradley, and her husband, Hall of Fame announcer Lloyd Pettit, they built the Bradley Center. And that started in 1988. So this was the home of everything until the Bradley Center came along in 88. They kept this building going with indoor soccer, and there were other things, some concerts, all of that stuff. But, I mean, everything that happened in Milwaukee in an arena happened here. The Bucks came in here when they started in the NBA. The Beatles played here. I mean, all the concerts were in this building. Presidential rallies. This is where Stone Cold Steve Austin first said, Stone Cold 316 says...
Wow.
This is the building that happened. So lots of history in this great building.
And the hockey in Milwaukee is a sleeper. It's real strong. They have a loyal fan base here.
Very much so. The Admirals are in their 52nd year of existence. But before that, it tried here and there in the old IHL. There was the Seagulls. There was the Clarks. There were the Chiefs. And then finally, the Admirals stuck in 1970. But interesting to note, I was just telling somebody this earlier tonight, the Milwaukee Seagulls, I think they had some sort of affiliation with the Blackhawks in the old original six days. The only Hall of Famer to ever call Milwaukee his home team is Dirty Bird Olmstead. Played for the Admirals. I think he had 15 points in 12 games or something like that before he went back to the Hawks, eventually traded to Montreal. And
I think he may have played in Toronto, too.
He did at the end of his career, and then the first coach of the old Seals, California Seals.
And so the fans of Milwaukee, loyal people when it comes to the Admirals?
Loyal to the Admirals, loyal to all their sports teams. It's a very Midwestern thing. Wherever you go, people love their teams. They hate it when the national media doesn't talk nicely about their team, that kind of stuff, right? So very loyal. We've been lucky. Last season, the Admirals were one of three teams in the American League to opt out of the season because of COVID-19. We were fortunate in that 98% of our season ticket holders came back. So that's a remarkably high number no matter what, but especially after missing a year. We're very fortunate we have the people here that we do.
And the year prior, this Admirals team was chugging
so
along to maybe win a Calder Cup.
It was a very special club, that 1920 team. It had Daniel Carr, who was an MVP of this league a couple of seasons ago. Freddie Gaudreau, who's now in the NHL. Colin Blackwell. Troy Grosnick and Connor Ingram were the goaltenders, and that tandem won the award for the fewest goals allowed in the league. So it was a special, very special team.
And how long have you been calling Admiral hockey for?
My first game was October 28th, 2005. So this is my 17th season, not counting the, it's my 16th would have been the COVID year, but I was still working and doing podcasts and radio shows and all of that stuff. So I'm calling this my 17th year. As a matter of fact, I took over. The man I took over for, his name is Kyle Schultz. He passed away four games into the 05-06 season, a season that the Admirals lost to Hershey in the finals. But the Admirals started 0-4 that year, and then Kyle, unfortunately, sadly passed away. I got the call. The first win of the season was my first game, and it happened to be Pecorino's first North American win.
Oh, so you've seen a lot of great Predators come
unbelievable
through
here, right? I mean, my first year, the defense corps was Shea Weber, Sheldon Brookbank, Greg Zanin, Kevin Klein, Rick Barry, who was a member of the Colorado Avalanche when they won a cup in the late 90s. It was unbelievable. Up front, Darren Haydar's an AHL Hall of Famer. Simon Gamache, Chris Beach was on that team, traded for Jagr, obviously. It was a lot of talent, though, especially that first season. But there's always been, I mean, you look through the years, it's really amazing. I'm amazed at the amount of people that I've been fortunate enough to meet here.
And lastly, Milwaukee's a sleeper town. It's got the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
MLB, Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
You probably...
Well, you can't forget the Packers.
Okay.
The Packers are very much a home team here in Wisconsin.
That's right. So, good on you for pointing that out, but... So coming in here on a weekend, you can catch an Admiral game, Bucks game.
Yep.
What's the city like, and is there any...
It's a great city. It's a great city, and the location of the arenas is right downtown. So, you know, there's plenty of things to do, plenty of clubs. There's museums. There's the Harley-Davidson Museum. There's the great art museum that we have. There's the brewery tours you can't miss. Lakefront Brewery or Miller or whatever, MKE Brewery. There's so many breweries, Sprecher. There's so many great brewery tours that they all have their own spin, plus free samples at the end of it. And, I mean, great breakfast places. It's a community of neighborhoods, and you're going to find something different in every different neighborhood. And this city is fiercely proud of that, as am I, as I've kind of adopted this as my town now.
Well, thank you very much. It's a very much appreciated to do this mid-game. Let's see a good third period.
Let's hope for that. Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
All right. Thank you very much.